Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Jess Phillips. Welcome to Yours Sincerely Letterbox. I like to keep a special box filled with my favourite letters from the people I love. I treasure the letters that inspired me and made me smile the most. And while making this podcast, I've heard so many special letters that I would add to the Yours Sincerely Letterbox. So I'm going to start sharing them with you. Have you ever said to someone, or had said to you, don't ever change, or always be yourself? History tells us that hasn't always been the case, and even now, we still feel like we have to conform to society's or other people's expectations. Television writer and Happy Valley creator Sally Wainwright spoke to me about the letter she would write to Anne Lister, the 19th century landowner, diarist and LGBTQ plus icon. In this clip, Sally tells me why she is such an inspiration to her life and to many people around the world.
So obviously Anne Lister is the main character in Gentleman Jack, and she owned Chipden Hall in Halifax, which is, you know, such an extraordinary place that's had a huge effect on me. And she's had an extraordinary effect on me. You know, I've obviously read a lot of her diaries now in the course of researching Gentleman Jack, and she was an extraordinary human being. She was very talented, and she had an extraordinary mind. She was a polymath, and I just find her really inspirational. It really... You know, in so many aspects of life, she was very, I don't know, there's so many times when we had this joke on the set when we were filming Gentleman Jack, if ever we got into a pickle about anything, we had this joke of saying, well, what would Anne Lister do? And as soon as you think, what would Anne Lister do? And you think about, well, she'd do this and she'd do that and she'd do the other. Anne Lister had an answer for anything. She always thought outside the box. She was emotionally very articulate and very clever. She was very good with people. Reading between the lines of the diary, I get the idea that she was very good at talking to people. She talked to anyone and everyone. She had so many acquaintances and friends. And of course, she wrote it all down. And you get the idea that she would, even though she was a snob, she was a real right bastard. She really was. I'm ashamed to say.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, most people out of time, I mean, we can't judge her by modern standards, but I'd like to think that maybe she wouldn't be a terrible Tory now. But you can still think somebody's madly impressed. I think Margaret Thatcher's pretty impressive, but, you know, I wouldn't have voted for the woman.
Well, yes, exactly like that. But I do find her inspirational. She had a difficult life because she was determined to be true to who she was as a gay woman. And she was just very courageous. But she applied great practicality to how she conducted her life, which meant that she could live as out a life as it was possible to live at that time when, you know, there was really no language for it at all.
None at all. Literally none at all. And for men, there was, you know, I'm not saying it was easy. For them, it wasn't at all. But there was language for it, at least, you know, classical and historic language for
it. I think the closest that they got to language with Anne Lister was people described her. There's another contemporary diary that's been found recently by someone who lived in Halifax. And they described in the diary, I can't remember whose it was, but in the diary, this other lady talks about having bumped into Miss Lister, who is as masculine as ever. And I think that's the closest they got to sort of describing what she was like. And what I really would like to tell her is that she is now revered on a global scale, and that people all over the world now recognise her literary greatness. You know, her diaries really should, and probably hopefully now are going to take their place in the literary canon. You know, she should be admired on a literary level, certainly, and probably more than Pepys, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
I hope that's going to come. I hope that's going to happen. She was a really fantastic human being to live a life so courageously and openly, and I think she'd be very pleased to know that.
Yeah, I think so.
So I'd like to know what she has to say to that. So I'd certainly like to get a letter back. The truth is, she probably wouldn't even speak to me. I'd be way below her. You know, if I sometimes, I have this fantasy of, you know, going back in time and knocking on the door at Shibden Hall, and she'd just probably put me with the servants and say, can you give her a cup of tea and send us off, you know.
Well, what I like then is that it took a working class woman to make her... to make her into the thing she would have wanted to be.
Well, it's interesting, the two historians.
We all get rich on the backs of the working class eventually. We all get great on the backs of the working class somehow. I mean, what a woman. There are so few women of that era, certainly women writers, that are remembered, really. It's not even that they're not revered, just literally unknown.
Well, I think what's really interesting about people like Anne Lister, more and more women like her are emerging from history as having been relevant.
That's like a fascinating thing, because it's not like, you know, women didn't just suddenly exist after 1967, you know what I mean? Like,
well, this is why I think it's important that we find out where she's buried, because there's nothing, that she hasn't got a gravestone. A gravestone has been found, but it was found under some rubble. And, you know, if a man of great literary significance had lived in Halifax, I don't think they'd have ever lost his grave.
Mind you, Richard III was buried under a Leicestershire car park.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we have found him now, at least.
Yeah, and his grave has been restored, you know, and he's been reburied with great dignity, you know.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Yours Sincerely with Jess Phillips. You can listen to the rest of my conversation with Sally by scrolling back to the 11th of May, 2023. It's episode 19 of Series 2. Don't forget to listen, like, follow or subscribe to Yours Sincerely on this app or wherever you get your podcasts. And why not write a letter to your friends telling them all about this one? We're also on at Jess Phillips Pod on socials if you'd like to get in touch with the show. Goodbye.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.